like any facility across the United States, there's a fear of running out of supplies. I feel like we've managed our supply chain very, very well. We were somewhat proactive at the beginning of this to acquire what we felt like we needed at that time. And so we're in a very good position overall with our supplies. But we're making our contingency plans. We've been looking at the plastics companies and the fab shops that can possibly manufacture us masks, the local communities that have been bringing in, you know, reusable supplies and cloth masks. We're looking at, you know, if we may get to the point that we need to use all of those to save all of our N95 masks, or if we've exhausted all of our supplies, you know, I encourage those things and to develop this research and try to get, you know, alternatives to the supply chains that we have right now, because if it does get bad, you know, we're going to need it. Anything is better than nothing for protection and to protect both our staff and other patients and the population in general.